Here's your Roto Report following the Cavaliers' 99-96 loss to the Bulls in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals in Chicago. Derrick Rose with a banked buzzer beater to beat the Cavs by 3. 3 seconds left. They inbound the ball to Derrick Rose. Actually, pretty good defense by Tristan Thompson, but Rose got the shot up. He did not call glass, as he told us in the post-game press conference, but he banks it in. Chicago doesn't care how it went in. The fact that it went in is all that matters. The Bulls win the game and take a 2-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Derrick Rose finished tonight with 30 points, 24 of those coming in the second half when he was outstanding. Jimmy Butler, who also struggled in the first half but had a solid second half with 17 second half points, finished with 20 for the game. So between Rose and Butler, they combined for 50 points, while the Cavaliers' dynamic duo of LeBron James and Kyrie Irving only finished with 38 points between them. LeBron had 27 points, 8 rebounds, 14 assists, but also 7 turnovers that were very costly. Kyrie Irving struggled all night long, 11 points on 3 of 13 shooting. And we found out after the game, as head coach David Blatt told us, Kyrie has been playing with an injured foot. Kyrie later revealed to us that he injured it in Game 2 against Boston, and it looked like Kyrie re-aggravated that injury early in the first quarter of Game 3 as he finished 3 of 13 from the field, 11 points, 0 assists, 2 turnovers. So it obviously affected his game offensively, and it hurt the Cavs defensively, as whenever he guarded Derrick Rose, Rose had his way with him, especially in the second half. Solid effort by J.R. Smith returning from that 2-game suspension. He hit 2 big threes in the fourth quarter, the last to tie the game up for the Cavaliers at 96 all with 10 seconds left. So good to get J.R. Smith back, 14 points. Matthew Dellavedova was solid off the bench again. He had 10 points and 4 assists, but Iman Shumpert played 36 minutes, was only 3 of 9 from the field. He finished with 8 points playing with that groin injury. Not good that the Cavaliers have to play the remainder of this series with 2 of their starters in Shumpert and Irving playing injured, and Kevin Love already out in this series, out for the rest of the postseason with that shoulder injury. So the Cavaliers facing more adversity as they head into Game 4 Sunday in Chicago, 3:30 tip-off. Kyrie Irving is going to have to play through the foot injury. Iman Shumpert is going to have to play through the groin injury, and the Cavaliers are going to have to find a way to win on Sunday to even this series up at 2 games apiece to send it back to Cleveland for Game 5 and make it a best-of-3 miniseries with home court advantage. If the Bulls go up 3-1 on Sunday, it's going to be tough for the Cavaliers to come back and win this series. I picked the Cavaliers before the series started in 7 games to win this series. I'm going to stay with it, although I'm not as confident as I was when they had a healthy Kevin Love. Again, I'm not as confident now that Kyrie, we know he's hurt. We know that Iman Shumpert is hurt. But if anybody can do it, it's LeBron James and the Cavaliers. We'll see if they can do something along the lines of what Urban Meyer and the Ohio State Buckeyes did. Find a way to win a game, have other guys step up. But on this night, it was Derrick Rose who was the hero, banking in a game-winning three-pointer as time expired, and that gave the Bulls the 99-96 win. Other numbers that really hurt the Cavaliers tonight, as I look at my cheat sheet here, the Cavs were killed on the boards by the Bulls, 54-39, 18 offensive rebounds for Chicago, only 9 for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers turned it over 11 times, Chicago only 7 times. And points in the paint, 44-28 in favor of the Bulls. Second chance points, 18-7 in favor of the Bulls. Fast break points, 23-17 in favor of the Bulls. That can't happen. All three of those categories, the Cavaliers cannot lose in all three of those categories and expect to win the game. It's amazing the Cavaliers only lost this game by 3 points, a one-possession game. And then you factor in that LeBron James misses a point-blank layup with 25 seconds left, down 94-93. He makes that. The Cavs go up by 1 with just 25 seconds left, and who knows how this thing turns out. Jimmy Butler also got away with a huge walk with 33 seconds left in the game to put the Bulls up 94-93. Ref was staring right at it, did not make the call. So on this night, the Bulls got the calls. A little bit of luck went their way. They got the bank shot from Derrick Rose, and they win the game 99-96. All is not lost. I thought it was going to go seven. It still can go seven. We'll see if the Cavaliers can bounce back on Sunday. There's your Roto Report.